Well, I'd like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here, the Trending 55 Posse. We're joined on the line right now by Amanda Chapman. She is the Shadow Minister of Education and also the MLA for Calgary-Bennington. I guess, first of all, Amanda, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Kyle.
All right, the main thing I wanted to discuss here is about money for schools. We saw the Premier come out last week with an announcement about a lot more money going towards the building of schools across Alberta. But there has been some interesting things that have come out from that since then. I guess, first of all, what was your reaction to the some of the announcements we saw from the Premier on that?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing I would like to say is that this is a good thing. It's a generational investment. And we know that it's needed. We have serious overcrowding happening in a lot of our schools. We need new schools being built. And, you know, Albertans have known for a long time that we're running into a serious problem with overcapacity in our schools. Parents knew it. Teachers knew it. School boards knew it. Students sure knew it. And, you know, about the announcement, the one piece that surprised me was that it did seem to be news to the Premier. She seemed surprised by the overcrowding that we have in our schools right now. And yet this is something that advocates have been bringing to the government's attention for multiple years now.
And one thing that's sort of been pointed out to me with kind of sort of the building up of the increase in class sizes is the fact that you were kind of getting to that point now, we're having sort of that kind of generation of kids that were born during sort of the height of COVID. We got a whole bunch of them all coming into the classrooms now, but the class sizes have been on an up and up trend for a little bit now. How much do you think that more planning should have gone into a sort of more long term planning into school infrastructure and that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, and I really do think that that's somewhere the UCP has really failed Albertans is on that planning piece. So if you look at particularly in our metro areas where a lot of the growth has been happening, it has been a very clear 3-year trend. If you look at my city, Calgary, CBE went from 86% to 92% to 96%. So that's over 3 years. It shows a really clear pattern of growth. And it's something that this government should have been responsive to. It can cause some issues, right? When you wait until you have reached the crisis point and things are boiling over, building the number of schools that they're talking about over the next 3 years is going to be enormously challenging. And I would suggest that better governance and a better government would have planned for this and would have spread those construction dollars over the last 3 years, rather than waiting to the point where the crisis is boiling over and only addressing it then.
And while a lot of the focus on trying to get more schools is certainly on the major centers, Calgary and Edmonton, but even in some smaller communities in the rural areas, like especially in up here in the Peace region, northwestern Alberta, there are still a lot of schools out there that are right now in not the greatest of shape, and certainly a lot of communities want to get either new or certainly refurbished schools. So how much do you think needs to go into helping some of the rural communities and getting some new schools built there?
Yeah, and I think that is a big issue. And you're right, a lot of that growth is happening in our metro areas, but our rural schools face their own challenges. And aging infrastructure is a big problem in Alberta. If you read through the capital plans, which, you know, perhaps only nerds like me do, there are some quite disturbing stories about the state of the schools in some of our rural areas. These are buildings that are 50, 60 years old. They have issues with flooding. They have issues with, I mean, they're just old buildings, right? They need to be upgraded. And in a lot of our rural communities, what we see is a need to right size our schools. So schools that were maybe built a little bit too big, the community has gotten smaller, and it puts a lot of extra expense on the school boards to be managing, right, these big buildings, bigger than they need, that are aging and in poor condition. So again, like good planning would say that you would want to put money towards getting those schools to be right-sized to serve their communities, and in a condition where school boards are not going to have to be spending so much of their funding maintaining those aging buildings.
Another thing that has sort of been pointed out to me recently is the fact that, okay, while yes, there are building a lot of new schools out there, you still need a lot of more teachers and staff, whatnot, hired to potentially help run these schools. Now, how much do you think needs to be put in that sort of the staffing into addition to building new schools, getting more staff in there to help make these schools function?
Yeah, well, and that's a big issue, right? Because a school doesn't run without the people in it running it. So we know that we're going to need hundreds of new teachers, EAs, custodians, admin, all the support staff that make a school run. And what we don't want to see from this government is what we've seen on the building of infrastructure. The UCP, I've heard them described like a pinball, sort of careening from crisis to crisis. We will have a crisis in staffing come 3 years if they are able to build as many schools as they plan to. We need to see a plan for how they're going to staff those schools, and we haven't yet seen that plan from this government.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question. Now, we know that everyone's been back at school the past 2 weeks. Certainly, a lot of kids have been telling their friends about some of the highlights of their summer vacation. So on that similar theme, what about with you? What were kind of some of the highlights of your summer?
Oh, highlights of my summer. We actually went on a trip this year to visit family. So that was really nice. Our family often comes to us over the Christmas break. But this year we decided to do a driving trip through Alberta and BC and bring ourselves to our family. And we love to road trip. My kids are the perfect age for it now. It's just podcasts and tunes and cruising down the highway. That was probably my summer highlight.
Have to get you on a road trip up here one of these days. Anyhow, Amanda Chapman, the NDP Shadow Minister for Education and MLA for Calgary-Bennington, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Kyle.